The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy. Hi, Frankie. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
You're COVID-free?
As far as I know, I feel strong as a bull moose. 8 days removed from seeing my Uncle Steve, who is COVID positive, awaiting the results of my PCR test. And until I get a solid bill of health from an independent testing authority, management doesn't want me anywhere near you because I am told you are far too valuable. Unless that's you just negotiating behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm negotiating. But no, I'm very delicate, very fragile. And I am Juliet Huddy, by the way. Deb is following breaking news on the news desk. Christian and Gabby are at controls. Sid has your sports at 5:15. And here's what you're going to be talking about around the water cooler today, I think. New details from people who saw golf legend Tiger Woods shortly before Tuesday's horrific crash. Also, woo, this Cuomo story is just hot. And we're going to elaborate a little bit more on the comments made by Lindsay Boylan. Your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. Frank, listen to this. A resort in the Bahamas. It's actually three resorts. Really nice ones, too. They want your business. And wait till you hear what they are willing to do to get it. And we're not talking about some, you know, no-tell motel. This is a serious line of resorts. Really, really upscale brand. Also, a sports reporter is in trouble for comments that he made about Tiger Woods, which I kind of made too. I guess we're going to tell you about that coming up before Sid Sports at 5:14.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting. Meantime, at 7 minutes after 5 o'clock, we bring you traffic and transit on the sevens every 10 minutes. Here's Susie Cerrone with all the latest traffic in terms of your commute to work. Hello, Susie.
Good morning, you two. We've got alternate side in effect. Hudson River Crossing's 5 minutes heading into the city. Pretty quiet in Queens. No issues on the Deeg and the Cross Bronx as well. In New Jersey, everything is A-OK along the Garden State Parkway. Big problem, though, in Yonkers. An overnight accident investigation. We've got the Sawmill southbound shut down. Yonkers Avenue to Rumsey Road. Just get on the Sawmill southbound and McLean Avenue instead. Traffic sponsored by Merrill. With Merrill Guided Investing, you have the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Susie Cerrone on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Susie Cerrone. I love that name. It's the alliteration. It's so beautiful. So yesterday was just a beautiful day in your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center report. What a gorgeous day. I actually took my little puppy Winnie outside for her first frolic in our backyard. It was so beautiful. She didn't want to come back in, and neither did I. We're going to have another nice day today, although it is going to be really windy. It could be anywhere from 10 miles an hour to 30 mile an hour.
Frank, listen to this.
I was just talking to myself while I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, I was hearing you in stereo. Yeah. I like that.
That's kind
stereo.
Of a nightmare, actually.
Juliet squared.
Yeah. So it's going to be very, very nice today, but again, windy, high of about 46 degrees. Tomorrow, however, which is really great because I finally get to meet in person my agent, my radio agent, Heather Cohen. We've never actually met in person, which is kind of weird because of this whole pandemic thing. So we're going to go out to lunch, and we're going to have a really nice day. If you guys want to go out to lunch, do it. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow, 45 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Nice, nice day to go out to lunch and even a nice dinner. Saturday, unfortunately, we're going to get some rain. It'll probably start Friday night into Saturday, although the temperatures will be warmer, so don't worry about any snow. Same thing for Sunday. It's going to be about 46 degrees, so just a little bit cooler, but we also will have rain. Monday, rain in the morning, and then it'll start to clear up, and by Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies. Frank?
Well, thank you, Juliet. I've been out to cocktails with your agent, and she's delightful company,
I
must say.
Well, yeah, I don't know that I talked to her on the phone.
It's right. Like, trust me. She is. You're in for a treat.
She's cool.
She's delightful. She has some very good stories about working with Joan Hamburg back in the day. She was Joan Hamburg's producer back in the day, from what I recall.
So. Same with John Batchelor.
Mm. Oh, very interesting. Yeah. Wow.
And
wow.
Sid Rosenberg, the famous Sid Rosenberg.
Well, but she didn't produce those shows.
No. But she's his agent.
Right. But she produced the Joan Hamburg show.
Oh, I didn't realize. That's what I'm saying. Okay, good.
Yeah, wow. No, she was Joan Amberg's producer. She's got some great, great stories. All right. Quite a bit happening in the news. Where to begin? I guess we need to begin right here in New York City, because more than 60,000 middle school students are returning to classrooms today. Roughly 500 buildings will be opening their doors for in-person learning, which has been on hold since coronavirus cases started to pick up in November. High school students are still following an all-remote model, but Mayor de Blasio thinks they'll be returning to school relatively soon. He's still committed to fully reopening schools by September.
All right. Well, he likes to talk about punching out his critics, but the hits are coming for him. Governor Cuomo on Wednesday hit with more explosive accusations from a former aide. Lindsay Boylan is her name. She's running for Manhattan Borough President. She's a Democrat. But at one time, she worked closely with the governor. Wednesday, she added to the litany of accusations that she's already made against her former boss, adding sexual harassment to the list. She claims, among other things, he kissed her on the lips without warning at his office, and another time asked her to play strip poker while they were on a flight. She's previously accused Cuomo of fostering a bullying environment for employees, especially women. And, you know, other people have come forward, too. One reporter earlier in the week, I think you know this reporter, Frank, wrote, I believe it was the New York Post, how Cuomo terrorized him to try to get him to kill a story. Karen Hinton, who also worked for Governor Cuomo, she was a former aide. She went after his, quote, penis politics. Ron Kim, he's the Queens Assemblyman. Mayor de Blasio, they both say the guy's essentially a thug. The New York Post, perhaps most harsh, editorial today calling for his impeachment with an accompanying front page banner reading, Cuomo's a pig. So I have a feeling it's interesting to watch the coverage of this, though, because CNN basically gave this a light touch, which I think is absolutely outrageous. By the same token, Fox News is making a big to-do about that, and I find that hysterical, too. There's my editorial for the day.
Well, the NYPD says multiple arrests have been made during a protest in Brooklyn. Demonstrators took to the streets last night in opposition to a grand jury decision not to charge the Rochester police officers involved in the death of Daniel Prude last spring. The arrests happened around 8:30 last night in Williamsburg. The NYPD has not disclosed exactly how many people were arrested or what the charges are.
All right. They did not do any toxicology reports. And I think that's an important thing to lead with when it comes to the Tiger Woods story. This is according to the L.A. County Sheriff. Tiger Woods, he thinks, did not appear impaired.
He was lucid, no odor of alcohol, no evidence of any medication, narcotics or anything like that that would bring that into question. So that was not a concern at the time. So therefore, obviously, no field sobriety test and no DRE, drug recognition expert, needed to respond to do any further assessment of that.
So sorry about that audio. That was actually from his Instagram, and the audio was basically fed like that. Sheriff Alex Villanueva, that was who you just heard, he said the stretch of road in question has been a hotspot for accidents. And I checked up on that. I have friends who live out there. They say, yeah, that's true. And that is what the department is considering it, an accident. We're also finding about a little bit more, and Sid is going to get more into more detail about this, but we're finding a little bit more information surrounding that crash. First off, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, I saw that interview Tiger did with Jim Nantz. And, you know, not like I'm following the guy on a frequent basis, but even I could tell he seemed a little rough. I mean, knowing his history and his past struggles with pills and booze, of course, that's where my mind went first. And apparently I wasn't alone. Viewers watching that chat immediately took to social media to say, you know, wow, what's wrong with him? Also, witnesses at the resort in which he was staying say that he seemed, quote, impatient on the morning before he got into his car to head off. He said, like, he needed to be somewhere. And he did need to be somewhere, but why the rush? Apparently another car was blocking him, and one guy on the scene said he was clearly, quote, agitated. His girlfriend, Erica Herman, and his caddy have both been by his side at the hospital. Sid's going to come in a moment and talk a little bit more about this, I have a feeling.
Well, yeah, somebody that's rarely agitated is Sid Rosenberg, at least when it comes to hanging out with us. But he does have sports at 5:15 and 5:45 each and every morning. Sid, what's happening in the world of sports?
Well, good morning, Frank and Julia. Julia, you just covered that so well. There's nothing to really add. I also
well, it was great having you, Sid. Thank you.
I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Okay, okay. Have a nice Thanksgiving. We'll go to the Mets and Yankees, and we'll start with the Yanks. Domingo Herman is a big story for the Yankees during this spring training. He won 18 games 2 years ago, but was suspended last year for domestic abuse. And for the first time that I can remember, his teammates have called him out. They don't want him to play on the team. Now they're saying that they've come around and deserves another chance. Only one more chance for Domingo, who actually yesterday apologized to his Yankee teammates.
I want to take this opportunity before answering your questions to sincerely apologize to the Steinbrenner family, my teammates, the front office, and those around me who love me. I have made mistakes of which I'm not proud of. And for that, I want to apologize.
Domingo Herman for the Yanks. Now, talking about the Yankees, Dellin Betances has spent 8 years in the New York Yankee bullpen. He's now about to start season number two in the New York Met bullpen. And it looks like Dellin Betances, it looks like his old self.
I feel tremendously better now than I did last year. I feel like I finally had a full offseason to kind of get ready for, coming into camp and, you know, being ready for the season. Obviously, last year with my ankle injury, I was in a boot to about mid-December. So that was hard kind of doing your normal offseason stuff. So I think this time around, I definitely feel a lot better.
All right, Yankees and Mets on the ice last night. The Rangers lose again, 4-3 to the Flyers. The Islanders will host Boston tonight, and they're going to start playing games again at the Nassau Coliseum the second week of March. And both basketball locals are back on the court tonight. The Nets hosting the Orlando Magic in Brooklyn, and the Knickerbockers hosting the Sacramento Kings at Madison Square Garden.
Hey, Sid, really quick, I wanted to get your response to the CNN reporter. Who was Andy Schulz is his name. He was apparently forced to apologize because during the accident, when we were finding out about Tiger Woods' accident, he was saying, you know, look, I'm stunned, but I'm not surprised. You know, obviously a lot of us were thinking this had something to do with Tiger's past and his struggles. Do you think that he should have been forced to apologize?
No, I think that he spoke for a lot of people, like you said just moments ago. I think we all thought that. First of all, we want to make sure he wasn't dead. Mm-hmm. That was the main thing. Mm-hmm. After that, again, the glassy eyes, Jim Nance, his two prior DUI arrests. The first thing people thought was 7:15 in the morning, Tiger Woods is still up from the night before. So
yeah,
he should not have been fired for that.
Oh, I mean, he wasn't fired.
I don't like the fact we have to go there right away. I wish we hadn't gone there right away, but I think he spoke for a lot of people.
All right. Thanks, Sid.
You're welcome.
All right. 5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7th. Here's Susie Cerrone. Hello, Susie.
Morning, you too. We've got alternate side in effect today. Good to go in the five boroughs on the Deegan, the Cross Bronx, the LIE as well. 5 minutes at the George Lincoln or Holland heading into the city. No issues in New Jersey along the Garden State Parkway or 78. A big problem, though, in Yonkers, an overnight accident investigation. The sawmill shut down southbound from Yonkers Avenue to Rumsey Road. Either take the thruway, or if you have to get on the sawmill, get on southbound at McLean Avenue instead. Connecticut delays on 95 southbound exit 20 to 18. That's overnight road work being wrapped up. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Susie Cerrone on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Okay, Frank has your business news coming up. He's going to do a little bit of a Jet Set Juliet type of thing because he's talking about how cruise lines are dealing with COVID and some updates there, which is great because I know a lot of people love to cruise who listen to us. Also, in my Jet Set Juliet report, free suites, free gourmet cuisine, free return home on a private jet. Sign me up, right? Yeah, but there's a catch. Your Jet Set Juliet travel update coming up at 5:40.
This is the WABC Early News.
This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. Here's what's happening in the world of business. The opening bell rings this morning after the Dow Jones crushed the previous record high close as all three major markets made gains yesterday. The Dow briefly hit 32,000. For the first time during trading yesterday before closing the day, just shy of that mark. Buyers were all in as hope for a stimulus bill continues to grow and Fed Chair Jerome Powell continues to say right now building a strong economic foundation should come before the fear of spending too much money. At the close, the Dow soared 425 points, the S&P finished up 44, and the NASDAQ gained 133. And hold off on booking that vacation at sea. Carnival and Disney cruise ships are the latest to say they're staying docked longer. Both companies have canceled upcoming trips and won't set sail until June. This extended pause comes amidst new contagious strains of the coronavirus spreading. The cruise lines are now waiting for new guidance from the CDC. Holland America and Princess are also making changes due to Canada's ban on cruises until next year, Julia.
All right. It is 46 degrees, nice sunny day, but windy. It's coming ahead of us. WABC early news time is 5:21. European tourism officials issue a dire warning to local governments there how it could mean we'll be wandering the streets of Rome and sunning on the beaches of the French Riviera soon. It's great news. Your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Dead's News Minute.
All right, Juliet, 46 fair skies. You just heard Frank allude to it. Variants of COVID-19 have been discovered right here in New York City. As a matter of fact, approximately 60 cases. The city's epidemiologist is Dr. Jay Varman. He says with vaccinations taking place and COVID-19 numbers on the decline,
so that gives us optimism, you know, cautious optimism, that we can still outrun it with all of the prevention measures and, of course, the most important prevention measure, which is vaccination.
And New Jersey-based Johnson & Johnson, meanwhile, their potential single-dose COVID-19 vaccine could be approved tomorrow by the feds. New Jersey Governor Murphy called
J&J it. J&J is a potential game-changer. There's no question about it. They've already indicated that they've got some amount of supply ready to go.
And 1.7 million New Jersey residents, the governor announced yesterday, have to date been vaccinated against COVID-19. Dow futures mix. The Dow futures are up in the green right now, 32 points. The S&P down 7. The Nasdaq's dropped 104. Juliet has your full Ramsey Mazda Weather Center forecast.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. Today it is going to be 46 degrees and sunny. It's going to be a very nice day, although it will be a bit windy. Winds will be 10 to 20 miles per hour. We could get some wind gusts. I was driving this morning and I was getting blown all over the LIE. It was like, woof! But should tone down sometime today. By Friday, really nice day, mostly sunny, 45 degrees. The winds will slow down a bit. By Saturday, we should see rain, same thing Sunday, but the temperatures will be in the upper 40s, low 50s, so no worries about snow. Monday, we'll get up to 53, but we should see showers in the morning at least. And by Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies and 41 degrees. Frank?
Well, quite a bit happening in news. And in terms of the state of New Jersey, there is one happy camper in the person of Bruce Springsteen, because as of yesterday, the charges have been dropped for DWI and reckless driving. And that is leading Jeep to reinstate Bruce Springsteen's Super Bowl commercial after this dismissal of these charges. The company had put the 2-minute advertisement titled The Middle on hold when reports of these allegations surfaced on February 10th, 3 days after the big game. The 71-year-old rocker appeared in Newark court yesterday, pleading guilty to drinking in an area where alcohol isn't allowed back in November, but the judge only imposed a $540 fine. A spokesperson for Jeep says they're now unpausing the film since the matter has been resolved.
All right. The Biden administration is putting the heat on some of our frenemies, including Vladimir Putin. The president is reportedly going to be announcing sanctions against Russia over the poisoning and jailing of Alexei Navalny, that Russian opposition leader. The move follows a letter sent by Navalny's anti-corruption group to the Biden administration, including Treasury Secretary Yellen, Secretary of State Tony Blinken, and the NSA head Jake Sullivan. This would be a somewhat dramatic break with the Trump administration. It had reportedly prepared a list of sanctions, but never actually executed them. So observers say this is a first step by the Biden administration to follow through on a key component of its foreign policy, which is holding countries accountable for human rights abuses. Meantime, President Biden also reportedly had a talk with the Saudi king yesterday, just as the U.S. intel community gets ready to release a full report about the killing of Washington Post journalist and Saudi government critic Jamal Khashoggi.
All right. Well, here in New York, we are seeing an interesting situation in terms of, actually, it's New Jersey, technically. A New Jersey man is sharing the moment a four-legged stranger stopped by for a visit. His doorbell camera captured an albino deer outside his front door. And it's really wild. He posted this video on Facebook showing the animal wandering around in the snow late at night. Mm-hmm. Experts say this is rare, since fewer than 2% of the white-tailed deer are born albino. In fact, the odds of even seeing one in the wild is about 1 in 30,000. Apparently, the odds are a little bit better in Eatontown, New Jersey.
Wow, that's really cool. I mean, how does he know that it just wasn't covered with snow, though? That was a really stupid joke. All right, so this is kind of a good news type of thing, because we keep on hearing about these viruses mutating. You know, it's as predictable, guys, as the sun rising and setting every day. Let's just get that out of the way. Viruses mutate. Usually they become weakened, sometimes not, though. Now we've got a new COVID variant spreading through New York City. You heard Deb talking about that. And experts say this one has mutations that may indeed stand up to vaccines, enough to weaken them. But despite the clickbait headlines that we see all over the place that often end up scaring you for no apparent reason, that's what these incredible scientists are trained to do. They follow science and they alter their vaccines as needed. So I just felt I should point that out, because that was what it was part of an interview I saw with somebody recently. And I think it's really important for everybody to remember that.
Absolutely. And at 527, it's important to remember we go to traffic and transit on the sevens every 10 minutes. And this morning, we're doing just that with Susie Cerrone. Hello, Susie.
Good morning, you two. Alternate side is in effect. It's really windy in the tri-state. Be careful out there. Luckily, not too bad in the five boroughs. We've got alternate side in effect. Jersey, good to go on the parkway, the Turnpike 70, Route 80. Not so good in Yonkers. An overnight accident happened about 1:30. The Sawmill Southbound is still closed at Yonkers Avenue. Either stick with the thruway or get on the Sawmill Southbound and McLean Avenue. Connecticut delays 95 Southbound is slow 20 to 18. That's overnight road work being wrapped up. We're sponsored by Indeed.com. With Indeed, there's no waiting for real results. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to deliver great candidates who fit your job description instantly. Claim your $75 credit towards your first upgraded post at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Susie Cerrone on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Susie. A California town taking the handcuffs off the criminals and putting them on the cops. That story coming up at 5:44, right before Sid Sports. But first, let's head over to the news desk. Deb has your headlines.
46 fair skies. Now what's trending from the 77 WABC early news desk. Well, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo refuting allegations of sexual harassment from ex-staffer Lindsay Boylan.
The governor referring to Lindsay Boylan, a former special advisor for Cuomo, who listed a host of allegations against him, including a suggestion of strip poker. She also accused him of once kissing her on the lips following a one-on-one meeting. The governor is already dealing with a mountain of controversy surrounding the nursing home scandal, with many lawmakers calling for his impeachment. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
The six-year-old boy killed by a school bus in Brooklyn yesterday, identified as Shimon Freed, found dead by an MTA bus driver near Hooper and South Fifth Street. Sergeant Robert Denning at the scene yesterday.
It's always heartbreaking, and yes, when it's a child, it's that much more heartbreaking. It's devastating.
The bus driver has been interviewed. No charges announced. Queens Village, a 78-year-old woman discovered dead by her daughter after family members became concerned because they could not reach this victim. A machete found right next to the woman's bed. She was pronounced dead at the scene. It is unclear if there was a break-in, and an investigation is ongoing. The woman found dead at her apartment, 218-44 Hillside Avenue. Well, New York City's public middle schools reopening today to in-person learning. Schools Chancellor Dr. Richard Carranza says part of the reopening of these schools involves not only academic testing, but mental health testing as well. He says that'll be true when all schools reopen next September.
And I just want to remind anyone that there are city resources available. You can just call 1-888-NYC-WELL and get supports as well.
And New York City's iconic Century 21 department store is making plans to reopen following its closure due to the viral pandemic. Century 21 president is Mark Benitez.
We're reaching new milestones by opening for the first time internationally, and soon enough back to where it all started in the United States and in New York.
And he says further details are yet to be released. No date has been given for the reopening. Dow futures in the green now. The Dow up 424 points, the S&P up 44, and the NASDAQ up 132 points. 46 degrees, fair skies. From the 77 WABC Early News Desk, I'm Deborah Valentine.
News. I'm Carmen Roberts. President Biden and Republicans find rare common ground in protecting the country's supply chain for critical materials. Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn.
This is important not only to our economy, but also to our national security, because these cutting-edge, high-end semiconductors, they operate on everything from the F-35 fifth-generation stealth fighter plane to our cell phones.
President Biden signed an executive order yesterday directing a broad review of supply chains for many important materials. And country music stars Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood are exposed to COVID. A rep for the married couple says Yearwood tested positive and Brooks negative. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome back, everybody. WABC Early News time is 5:31. Going to be a nice sunny day here in New York. A little bit windy, though. I'm Juliet Huddy. Frank Morano is also here. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. They're some of the nicest resorts in the Bahamas, and they are offering you free luxury accommodations for 2 weeks, among other things. I'll tell you how you can snag the deal, Frankie.
I'm excited.
Oh, wait till you hear.
Oh, believe me, I will be riveted. And listen to this, Juliet. I know you are an animal person and a pet owner. This weekend's squirrel hunt in Germantown, New York, is facing criticism, as some people have called it barbaric. Over 20,000 people have signed a petition in opposition of the 7th annual Squirrel Scramble, which laws on teen competitors in between 12 and 15 years of age. Under the rules of the competition, which is scheduled for Saturday, all legal firearms are permitted, as the top prize goes to whomever kills the most animals. People who oppose the event say it's cruel and senseless, while the sporting association involved reports that two members have received death threats.
Well, that's not good. But all right, I don't want to editorialize on this one because it's just it'll create too much chaos. But this is something that gets me crazy. Okay, an inspiring report out of Germany, for Americans at least, a database there studying vaccine rollouts, and the results are that at the rate that we are going now, both the U.S. and the U.K. could achieve herd immunity before the end of the year. That's great for us. Not so great for members of the EU, apparently. The report says the United States is probably going to be the first Western nation to hit the mark, the herd immunity mark. Israel is also doing really well. But Germany, France, and Italy, of course, the three places, Frank, my husband and I were planning to visit when the borders finally open, those exact three, well, they are going to have to triple their current speed to get up to herd immunity. So speaking of, nearly 3 million Israelis can now qualify for the Green Pass. It's an app that proves that they've been vaccinated, which means that they can pretty much do what they want again within the confines of Israel. More than a third of the country has been fully vaccinated, putting them at number one with a bullet.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on that, I'm sure. Well, Beatles legend Paul McCartney is giving fans a whole new look at his songs. He wrote a 960-page memoir about his lyrics dating back to 1956. It's described as a self-portrait in 154 songs with never-before-seen photos from his archive. The 78-year-old singer says he's been asked countless times about writing an autobiography, but the time was just never right. That is, until now. The book comes out in November.
All right. Woke warning. Woke warning. We should have a little sounder like, bah, bah. Let's head up to Buffalo, where a school official has revealed a new curriculum.
Well, Juliet, you have to say, let's shuffle off to Buffalo.
Let's shuffle off to Buffalo, where a school official has revealed a new curriculum for the kids, for the kiddies. Among the finer points, toddlers in kindergarten will be taught about dead black children, like Trayvon Martin. Students will also learn how, quote, this is a quote, all white people play a part in perpetuating systemic racism. She holds, this school official holds special love for white elites who she says push racism through politics, law, education, and the media. I wonder what she thinks of my report just now. I'm guessing I know. I'm guessing I can predict what she would say.
Well, the movie Coming to America, starring Eddie Murphy, is going to premiere at a Queens drive-in. The highly anticipated sequel to Murphy's 1988 Coming to America, the difference being the number two instead of the words T-O in the sequel, will be released exclusively to Amazon Prime Video, but also for one night only at Flushing Meadows Corona Park. Queensborough President Donovan Richards said they're thrilled to host the premiere right here in the film's backyard. The March 5th, 6:30 p.m. screening is already sold out. So if you really want to go and you don't have tickets, better be ready to call a scalper.
I just saw that movie recently, the original. It's so funny.
It really is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
President Biden took to social media to boast about a couple Oval Office visitors. They're not into politics. They're very handsome, despite what Greg Kelly, that Scrooge over at Newsmax, says. And they're really hairy. Champ and Major, the first dogs, apparently have carte blanche. Biden tweeting a picture of them hanging out with him in front of the Resolute desk with a caption, "Not many people have Oval Office walk-in privileges. Happy to report these two are on the list."
The Capitol riot hearings are going to resume today. Congress will wade back into the January 6th incident. A House Financial Service Committee hearing will focus on the economic impact of the insurrection and on policing and security measures at the Capitol. Testimony is expected from the acting Capitol Police Chief, who likely will be asked about the 35 Capitol Police officers who are currently investigation for their actions on the day of the riot. Acting House Sergeant-at-Arms Timothy Blodgett will also testify. And at 5:37, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Susie Cerrone. Hello, Susie.
Hey there, guys. Good Thursday morning. Picking up in Queens on the LIE westbound, making your way into Junction Boulevard. Alternate side is in effect. It's 5 minutes at the Hudson River crossings. New Jersey, not too bad at all on the Parkway 78 or Route 80. A big problem still in Yonkers. It's an overnight accident. The Sawmill southbound, you got to get off at Yonkers Avenue. So either stick with the Deegan southbound, or if you have to be on the Sawmill southbound, get on to McLean Avenue in Yonkers instead. Connecticut on and off delays 95 north and southbound through 18 and Westport, that's overnight road work. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Susie Cerrone on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, thanks, Susie. Facebook and Australia battling over the news. We're going to hear about that coming up in Frank's business report. And that seatbelt law, no worries. Tags expired, no problem. A West Coast town changing the way they fight crime. Wait till you hear this. The story coming up right before Sid's Sports at 5:44.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
And at 5:39, I'm Frank Moreno. You're listening to the WABC Early News. And a new law passed in Australia will force Google and Facebook to pay for their news content. The first of its kind legislation passed today, well, yesterday technically, requires major tech companies to pay local media outlets in Australia for the news on their platform. The Australian government says the new law will ensure that news businesses are fairly remunerated for the content that they generate. Facebook and Google have both said they expect to invest about $1 billion in news worldwide over the course of the next 3 years, Julia.
All right, time now for your, Jet Set Julia travel update. European economies have taken a massive blow thanks to COVID, killing the tourist seasons year-round. France has lost the most, $58 billion. Oof, Germany and Italy are not far behind. But one of the area's most influential trade bodies is waving the red flag, warning member countries over there in Europe, hey, if you don't open up to Americans, you're going to go down. One of the biggest problems, in my opinion, is that Americans are seeing places in the Caribbean open, like in Mexico, too, but not Europe. So what's happening is a lot of us are just saying, hey, you know, we don't know what the deal is over in Europe. We really want to go there, but we don't know. So let's just make our big trip this year to, let's say, the Bahamas instead. European officials know this, which is why it looks like we're one step closer to getting those travel bans lifted. Okay, so this is also really good news, and it comes on the heels of this last story that I just gave you. The UK is going to be using its leadership position in the G7 to push for an international vaccine passport. Now, the hurdle is twofold. Number one, countries, including the US, we all have to agree to the same framework. It's got to be something that is consistent and clear, not a patchwork of requirements that'll only create chaos. Number two, leaders of all these countries have to figure out a way to make sure that people who just can't get the vaccine, whether it's because of health reasons or religious reasons, that they aren't discriminated against. And that could end up causing some problems, as you probably guess. We'll hopefully hear more when the governments turn in their plans, which should happen in April. And this next story proves my point, people. Resorts and islands closer to home are going out of their way to lure the U.S. traveler. Baja Mar, for instance, the brand's three Bahamas resorts are offering guests on-site COVID testing. Okay, that's cool. A lot of places are doing that. But that's not all. Travel and Leisure reporting that Baja Mar, SLS Baja Mar, and Rosewood Baja Mar will fly you home on a private jet if you test positive while you're down there. That, or they'll give you 2 weeks free in a suite with a daily dining credit of $150 per person. They call it their Travel with Confidence initiative. And like I said before, it's incentives like this that have European tourism bosses completely freaking out. But if we do get to make it over to Europe, over the Pacific Ocean and into France, we're going to be getting a nice surprise there. The Louvre has been closed since October because of COVID, but they've used the time to renovate the former royal palace. The AP reporting, when it finally opens, it's going to be a brand new experience, even for old hats like you and me who've already been there. One curator says this sleeping beauty will have had time to powder her nose. Until then, you can always hop online for a virtual tour, and I just posted the link to my Twitter page at Juliette Huddy TV. While you're in Paris, make sure you pencil in a late night at least once. Huffington Post reporting that the Eiffel Tower's light show is actually at its most spectacular during the 1 a.m. finale when operators turn off all the lights except for the twinkling ones. It's not like being there in person, obviously, but I'm going to post a link to my Twitter at Juliette Huddy TV for a little inspiration so you can see kind of what it's like. And finally, if you want to live in a relatively free, cop-free environment, move to Berkeley, California. The liberal Shangri-La just northeast of San Francisco is putting the handcuffs on law enforcement. The city council Tuesday passed sweeping reforms. It's an effort to make things a bit more equitable, they say. Studies there showed between 2015 and 2018, black drivers were 8 times more likely to be stopped than white drivers. Here's the thing. Among the new rules, no more traffic stops for low-level offenses like not wearing a seatbelt or having expired tags. Cops also can't ask people about their parole or probation status, and police officers will be fired if they post racist comments on social media. The police are obviously not too happy about this. They say they need certain tools to keep the city safe, and without them, we're in trouble. And I figure that that's a good segue into our buddy Sid Rosenberg. He likes to comment on this stuff. Yes. We're not supposed to editorialize, but I did twice today, so what the hell?
Well, that's what makes you great. By the way, Juliet, you talked about Tiger Woods earlier. We got some real details on some of those injuries yesterday. And that right leg, you know, the worst injury you can have when you have broken bones is when the bone protrudes through the skin.
Yeah.
Because that does lend to infections and those types of issues. That was the case with Tiger, so very, very nasty. And once again, thank God he's alive at 45 years old. His career, whole other story. We'll have to wait and see. Yeah. All right, Yankee camp yesterday, Juliet and Frank. Domingo Herman, not that far removed from winning 18 games as a starter for the Yankees, was suspended last year for domestic violence, and he's having all kinds of issues getting his teammates to trust and respect him again. He did apologize to his Yankee teammates yesterday, and here's Yankee starting first baseman Luke Voit on Herman's apology.
Messed up in life, and, you know, I don't condone any of the things he did, and, you know, he's getting a second chance at this, and, you know, we have his back, but, you know, he's skating on thin ice, and he needs to get his life together, and I think he's doing the right steps to do so, but again, you know, he's got to prove to us that, you know, he can do that.
We have his back, but he's skating on thin ice. That's Luke Voit on Domingo Herman. We'll hear later from Dellin Betances and Chili Davis with the Mets. Hockey last night, Chris Kreider, the hat trick. In fact, he scored all 3 goals for the Rangers. Was not enough. They lose again 4-3 to the Flyers. Here's David Quinn on the Rangers' latest loss.
You know, you just can't take penalties like that. And if it, I don't know what happens when we come into this building. I can't explain it. I think we've had one too many men on the ice penalty all year. We take 2 tonight. You get 2 delayed game penalties over the glass. I don't know if we've had one all year.
Islanders back on home ice tonight. They'll host the Boston Bruins. If you want to see the Isles play at the Nassau Coliseum on Long Island, we found out yesterday from Coran, that'll happen around the second week of March. And both NBA locals back on the hardwood tonight. The Nets will host Orlando. They are red hot at Barclays Center. And the Knickerbockers will host Sacramento at Madison Square Garden. Sports at 15 and 45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for this, the WABC Early News.
With traffic and transit on the 7s at 547, here's Susie Cerrone to tell you how you're getting to work today.
Well, guys, it's an accident in Queens on the Grand Central westbound by Kew Gardens. Alternate side is in effect. 5 minutes at the Hudson River crossings. Good shape in New Jersey on the parkway, the Turnpike 78 and 80. An accident in Yonkers. You got to get off the Sawmill southbound at Yonkers Avenue. So either get on south of the accident at McLean Avenue or stick with the Thruway / Deegan instead. Connecticut 95 north, been a little busy 18 to 20 with overnight road work. We're sponsored by Indeed.com. Find quality candidates fast with Indeed's Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who fit your job description instantly. Claim a $75 credit on your first post at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Susie Cerrone on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Suze. All right, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, nice day today. It's going to be sunny, high of 46, but it will be windy, so watch out for that. Friday is going to be a gorgeous day. Head out to lunch. Make those reservations. Give your local restaurants and bars some support there. It'll be mostly sunny, 45 degrees. Saturday, we see the rain come in. It'll probably start coming in late Friday night to early Saturday. Temperatures will be about 53 degrees for a high, so don't worry about any snow or anything like that. Sunday, same thing, just a little bit cooler, high of 46. Monday, 53 degrees, but unfortunately, we'll see AM showers. And by Tuesday, we should have nice sunny skies, temperatures 41 degrees. It is currently 46 degrees in Manhattan.
All right. Well, quite a bit of news that we need to make you aware of, and that includes news that is happening to dogs. A dog in Texas that went missing 3 years ago is back with his family. Eileen Russell told KCN-TV that her dog, Rocky, went missing in 2018. She said after long efforts trying to find him, she presumed the worst. However, Russell noticed recent Facebook photos posted by the Humane Society of Central Texas showing a canine that looked just like Rocky. She messaged the organization some old photos of the dog and was agreed by both parties that it was indeed Rocky. The dog is apparently laying in the same place as he liked to rest before he disappeared. He's back home just where he was 3 years ago.
Okay, a COVID update. The J&J, Johnson & Johnson single-dose shot. Looks like we could be seeing it on the market very, very soon. The FDA says, yep, it's safe, it's effective. So now the big question is, when will it be available? Well, the Biden administration says next week, so long as the FDA says okay when they meet again on Friday. In fact, there are actually 3 to 4 million doses ready to roll. The one caveat, I guess, is that J&J's vaccine is 66% effective overall, but 85% effective at preventing the most serious cases. So the downside, I guess, of the headline is the efficacy isn't as strong as Pfizer and Moderna, but if you do get the J&J shot, you won't get too sick, I guess, if you do actually get infected. All right, and also, big day Friday. Not only do we find out about the J&J vaccine, but House Democrats will move forward with a vote on President Biden's nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package. Not likely to gain much Republican support, however.
Well, people in Texas are getting the chance to take a swing at Senator Ted Cruz. Well, sort of. A party store made a pinata of the Republican depicting a photo of his controversial trip to Mexico. It shows him carrying a passport and suitcase like when he landed back in Houston last week. Cruz cut his trip short amidst the backlash. He later admitted it was a mistake to take off as his state was dealing with freezing weather and massive power outages. The party store says they already have several orders for the pinata, which is selling for $100.
All right. Well, I would ask for witness protection if I were this guy. El Chapo's right-hand man, as he was known, better watch his back. Damaso Lopez Nunez's life sentence for his role in the drug kingpin's cartel was just reduced to just 15 years. So it was life, and now it's 15 years. Coincidentally, Frank, just 2 days before it was reduced, El Chapo's wife, Emma Coronel, was arrested on charges that sound eerily familiar to Lopez Nunez's 2019 court testimony.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
I would assume he's going to be in some sort of protective custody.
I would imagine, but I mean, 15 years, he's got, they'll probably let him out on good behavior, potentially. So, I mean, first thing that I'd do is get plastic surgery.
Well, All right. Well, vaccination efforts continue as two of New York City's largest hubs start administering doses. The FEMA-run sites at Medgar Evers College in Brooklyn and York College in Queens have the capacity to administer 3,000 shots every day, aiming to vaccinate those in underserved communities. Meantime, Mayor Bill de Blasio says 7 city-run clinics are opening this week at NYCHA complexes. De Blasio says at least 75% of city-run sites have been placed in neighborhoods hardest hit by the pandemic.
All right, a little entertainment news. Borat is a bust. Sacha Baron Cohen says his days of playing the politically incorrect, envelope-pushing, Rudy Giuliani-doxing Kazakh journalist are over. He told Entertainment Tonight, it's not that the character jumped the shark or anything. It's more he was seriously starting to get worried about being jumped and killed. Cohen says he started wearing bulletproof vests during certain scenes. The actor says his in-character appearance at a far-right rally during the most recent Borat film was kind of the tipping point for him. He said he was starting to have bad dreams before he would go out, so he said, that's it, done.
Well, that's understandable. There's only so long you could play the same character, I would think. Police are investigating after a woman was found murdered on the second floor of her Queens Village home. Deb Valentine has been telling you about the story all morning long. Officials say 78-year-old Maria Diaz was found by a family member checking in on her around 8 o'clock last night. Investigators say Diaz had a severe wound to the head and a knife was found at the scene. Authorities are looking into what happened leading up to her death.
I know you don't like to talk about your age, Frank, but this is a very serious story, and it could apply to you because I know that you've talked about you've had insomnia, right?
I have.
Yeah. Well, my question, does your insomnia signal that you're in menopause?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's
hope not.
No, it's a thing. Women say an inability to sleep is triggered by the change, as it's known, but men also apparently experience shifting hormones, mainly testosterone. It usually happens right around the age of 50, Frank.
Oh, boy.
Research shows this can indeed mark the start of sleep problems for you, too, this menopause thing at the age of 50, Frank?
Well, at least I'll be eligible for AARP discounts.
Well, that's, yeah, but when will that be?
Well, we'll find out, I suppose. Or will we? Here's something we will find out about. The world's largest snow maze is now bigger than ever. The owners spent 6 weeks building it out to allow for social distancing. It's nearly double the size, going from 30,000 square feet to almost 58,000. The maze is part of an outdoor entertainment venue in Canada, providing something fun to do in the winter. And by the looks of it, families are taking full advantage. Video shows kids being pulled around on a sled as they try to find their way out.
I remember a few years back, Frank, driving along the West Side Highway when I saw this massive yacht. I actually thought it was a cruise ship at first, but it was a yacht. And I Googled it. I'd never seen anything like it. And it turns out it was Roman Abramovich's yacht. You know, that's the Russian billionaire. Didn't he own the Nets? No. Who did he own? Didn't he own?
I think it was the Nets. Yeah.
I thought he... Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of the other guy, Mikhail Prokhorov.
Oh, they're Russian. They all look alike.
Well, they're just Russian billionaires. They're just a dime a dozen, apparently. Well, apparently that yacht was for the peasants like me. His new yacht is almost complete. It is at a German shipyard at the moment. When it's done, it's called the Solaris. It'll have 8 decks, 48 cabins, a swimming pool, of course, because a hot tub, just never enough. That's for peasants. But it also has these new high-tech engines called Azipods, which can turn the ship 360 degrees without a rudder. So this thing is like full on, incredibly high tech and just incredibly amazing. And I'm just waiting for my invite. Yeah. I do like yachts.
You and me both. Yeah. I do like Russians. Chick-fil-A's menu is getting an update. The fast food chain announced it will remove 2 items to streamline the menu and make room for new offerings. Decaf coffee and bagels did not make the cut. Some other changes are coming as the kids' nugget meal will be available as a 5 count only instead of the option for 4 or 6. Milkshake, coffee, and ice cream cone sizes are also reportedly being reduced.
All right. I don't know if you were a Grease fan, but I was completely a fanatic growing
Grease
up.
Grease is the word.
Yes, I know every single word to that movie. Well, Australia's poster child for the beautiful girl next door sadly didn't have a pretty ending when it came to one of her former boyfriends. I'm talking about Olivia Newton-John, of course. You might remember this story. Patrick McDermott was her boyfriend. And he had gone, he'd said, you know, bye, Olivia. He had gone on a fishing trip, one from which he was expected to return. Instead, he vanished without a trace. And since then, outlets from Interpol to American news agencies have tried tracking the guy down. Some say over the last few years, that he's living in Mexico under a new identity. So here's the latest. His former wife, with support from Olivia Newton-John, has written a memoir hoping to clear up questions, the biggest one being why. I can't wait for this. This is so interesting to me. I remember when it happened and I just thought, she is so sweet, Olivia Newton-John, such a nice woman. I interviewed her several times and it was like, how could this happen to someone like her?
Yeah, no, that's a sad story. I'll be interested to see what the response to that why question is. All right, before we get to traffic and transit on the sevens with Susie Cerone, let me tell you about this. More people seem to be getting high on designer drugs in the Netherlands as opposed to anywhere else. An international study of wastewater showed the Netherlands has the highest usage of synthetic so-called party drugs, followed by Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, Spain, Italy, and China had the lowest levels, believe it or not.
All right, let's head to Susie Cerone for traffic on the sevens. Susie.
Well, you two, it's a fatal accident in Yonkers. You got to get off the Sawmill southbound at Yonkers Avenue. So either stick with the Deegan/Thruway southbound or just get on the Sawmill southbound McLean Avenue instead south of the accident. Connecticut 95 northbound delays 18 to 20. That's overnight road work being wrapped up. Crashing Queens on the ramp from the Van Wyck to the westbound Grand Central. Alternate side in effect 5 minutes at the Hudson River crossings into the city. Traffic is sponsored by National Grid. If you're concerned about paying your energy bill, know that National Grid understands and is here to help its customers get through this difficult time. For personalized payment solutions such as budget plans or flexible payment plans and more, go to ngrid.com/billhelp. ngrid.com/billhelp. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Susie Cerone on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Susie. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, going to be a nice day, albeit a bit windy today. Actually, the gusts can get up to about 30 miles an hour. It is going to be 46 for a high, but the sun will be out. As for Friday, really nice day. A tad bit cooler, mostly sunny skies, though. 45 degrees as a high. Saturday, we will see rain. Same thing with Sunday. Luckily, though, the temperatures will be in the high 40s, low 50s, so we won't see any snow, thank goodness. Monday, we'll probably have some showers in the morning at some point, and then potentially partly cloudy in the afternoon, so we probably won't see any sun. But as we go into Monday night, mostly clear sky, and Tuesday, we should see sunny skies with a high of 41 degrees. It is currently 47 degrees right now in the city.
All right, just a couple of minutes before 6 o'clock, we are going to stick around till 6:30. We'll have more traffic, more business, more sports, more weather as the WABC early news continues. We'll also check in with Sid Rosenberg and find out what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show this morning.
Yeah, and we'll definitely have some updates on Tiger Woods and the calls for impeaching Governor Andrew Cuomo. And I'm also going to tell you about how you can be the richest people in the world. How you have to join the group. It's a little difficult, and it depends on where you live, Frank. You riveted
all
by
right. Well, Deb Valentine has local news in just a minute, but first here's Fox News Radio with all the national headlines you need to know.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morrow. I am Frank Morano. You're listening to the WABC Early News, and boy, what a news day it is. Hello, Juliet.
Hello, Frank. I am Juliet Huddy. Deb is following the breaking news stories, as you just heard, at the news desk. Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid has sports at 6:15. Here's what everybody's going to be talking about today. We're getting more details now about Tiger Woods and that crash. Also hearing from witnesses who saw Woods moments before he got in his car and headed out. Also, wow, calls for Cuomo to be impeached, not just by Republicans, but by Democrats, too, and they are lining up. Also, one country has found a cool way to fight crime. Get out your short shorts and crop tops, everyone. Stories coming up at 5:14, right before Sid Sports.
All right, 6:07, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Susie Cerone with everything you need to know in order to get to work this morning.
Good morning. It's an accident in Queens. It's on the ramp from the Van Wyck to the westbound Grand Central Parkway, alternate side in effect, 5 minutes at the George Lincoln or Holland heading into the city. Still okay in New Jersey on the Parkway 78 and Route 80. An accident investigation still in Yonkers. Now you got to get off the Sawmill South and at Rumsey Road. Just either get on the Sawmill South and McLean Avenue instead, or stick with the Deegan / Thruway southbound. Problem on Long Island on the LIE westbound by Round Swamp Road. The left lane and HOV lane are out. Big boxes take out both lanes. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Susie Cerone on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, thanks, Suze. Coming up, how much do you need to be considered a one percenter here in the United States? That story coming up. Plus, what weekly jobless numbers tell us about how our economy is going. Frank has your business report up next.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
This is the WABC Early News at 6:09. It was a beautiful day in our area yesterday. Any chance we're in store for that today?
Well,
Juliet Huddy has the answer.
Yeah, I mean, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, it will be a nice day. I mean, it's going to be sunny, but we will have some pretty heavy winds, 10 to 20 miles an hour, maybe 30 mile an hour gusts at times. So, you know, it'll be nice. It won't be as nice as yesterday. 46 degrees, though, will be the high. So that's pretty cool. It will feel a little chillier, though, when those winds get going. But by Friday, it is going to be lovely. We're going to have sunshine, some clouds, high around 45 degrees. Winds will be light and variable, though, so won't be too bad. Friday night, partly cloudy skies, followed by some rain. And that'll go into Monday, go into Saturday and Sunday and Monday as well. But then, hopefully by the afternoon on Monday, the rain will stop. Ugh, it seems like it's just never ending. The clouds will just hang around for a bit. By Tuesday, we should see some sun and 41 degrees. Luckily, though, when we are seeing the rain over the next few days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we'll have kind of warmer temperatures in the 40s and 50s. So we're not going to see any snow. So don't worry about that. But currently, the weather is in the city 46 degrees.
Senator Mitt Romney doesn't want the United States to boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. The Utah Republican said in an interview yesterday with the New York Times that China needs to be punished for genocide and human rights violations tied to its treatment of a Muslim ethnic group. But Romney, who headed up the 2002 Winter Olympics Committee in Salt Lake City, said it would be wrong to punish U.S. athletes by boycotting the games. He favors asking Americans not to travel to China for the competition, having President Biden boycott the games, and having constant references to the problems during network television coverage of the Olympics.
All right, over to the Tiger Woods story. The L.A. County Sheriff spoke out, and he actually was on an Instagram Live. So you're going to hear some audio right now. It sounds a little mediocre, to say the least, but that was from his Instagram Live, and at least he did a press conference on Instagram where he said they didn't do any toxicology reports on Tiger Woods because, according to him, Tiger didn't appear to be impaired.
He was lucid, no odor of alcohol, no evidence of any medication, narcotics, or anything like that that would bring that into question. So that was not a concern at the time. So therefore, obviously no field sobriety test and no DRE, drug recognition expert, needed to respond to do any further assessment of that.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva said the stretch of road in question has been a hot spot for accidents, and I'm very familiar with it because I used to live out there, and he's absolutely right. And that is just what the department is considering it, an accident. We're also finding a little bit more about the information surrounding the horrific crash. First of all, Jim Nance did an interview with Tiger Woods, and Tiger just seemed, I thought he seemed really just, he seemed messed up. He seemed really rough. Knowing his history, his past struggles with pills and booze, of course, my mind went to all sorts of places. And apparently I wasn't alone. Viewers watching that chat with Jim Nance immediately took to social media to say, wow, what's wrong with him? Also, there were witnesses at the resort in which Tiger Woods was staying before he headed out and got into that crash. And they say that he seemed, quote, impatient, like he needed to be somewhere. Apparently another car was blocking him. And one guy on the scene said he was clearly, quote, agitated. We also know that his girlfriend, Erica Herman, and his caddy have both been by his side at the hospital. So we'll keep you up to date on that story.
All right, at 6:13, we are just 2 minutes away from sports with Sid Rosenberg. But in the meantime, a House Democrat has posted a trans pride flag outside the office of Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Illinois Democrat Marie Newman works across the hall from Greene, who recently called an LGBTQ rights bill an attack on God's creation. Newman tweeted Wednesday that Greene tried to block the bill because Greene believes prohibiting discrimination against trans Americans is disgusting, immoral, and evil. Newman said she put up a transgender pride flag outside her office so Greene can see it every time she opens her door.
All right, a new report set to be released very soon. Researchers studied wealth in 30 different countries, and they found to be among the 1% here in the U.S., you'll need about $4.4 million. Half of what you'll need in the tiny kingdom of Monaco, which comes in at number one. Switzerland comes in at number two, U.S. number three. If you have 300 grand, move to Russia and you will be among the richest people in the country. The Knight Frank Report on Wealth comes out March 2nd. And if you'd like to peruse it and feel like a failure like I do, please, by all means, go and download it. And finally, Frank, I heard on your show, The Other Side of Midnight, a few nights ago, a caller who claimed that rollerblades were a failed fad. And you kind of argued with that, which I agreed with. Well, don't tell that to the Pakistanis. Officials in Karachi have just unveiled their new crime-fighting force. It's a team of rollerblading cops, and you can snicker all you want, but officials say the blades will make it easier for these cops to navigate the serpentine streets and alleyways of the Pakistani capital. And by the way, they are carrying Glocks, so don't snicker too much.
Oh, boy. Don't mess with the Pakistani police.
No, it's actually kind of funny to watch it because they've released video, you know, promotional video. They're just like, riding around on their little, and they're not wearing short shorts or anything. But, you know, they're carrying Glocks, so you're not going to mess with these guys.
They're all pretty buff, too. I have no doubt. Speaking of buff, a gentleman who spends most of his day when he's not on the radio in the gym has your sports report, Sidney Ferris Rosenberg. What's happening?
Thank you, Frank. In fact, I have been described as the muscle. Dove Hykind is the voice. I'm the muscle for our big rally coming up on Saturday night outside of the SNL studios. Page 3 in today's New York Post, right next to a nice picture of Bruce Springsteen. They do a good job of explaining what we're trying to accomplish on Saturday night. So there you have it. Let's talk some Yankee baseball. Yankees are in Tampa, spring training, of course. Big story is about Domingo Germán. 2 years ago, he won 18 games as a Yankee starter. Now the Yankees need him badly behind Gerrit Cole in that rotation. But he was suspended last year for domestic violence. And his Yankee teammates have spoken out about it. They're not thrilled he's on the team. So Domingo had no choice but to apologize to the Yanks, which he did yesterday.
I want to take this opportunity before answering your questions to sincerely apologize to the Steinbrenner family, my teammates, the front office, and those around me who love me. I have made mistakes of which I'm not proud of. And for that, I want to apologize.
How about that? Domingo Germán with the Yankees. Let's go to the Mets in Port St. Lucie. The former Yankee, Dellin Betances, spent 8 years with the Yanks, now going into his second season with the Mets. Could be a huge part of the Met bullpen this season. And he says this year he's got something to prove.
Well, for me, yes, I definitely have something to prove just because, you know, this is pretty much a brand new team, and I haven't been able to pitch in front of the Mets fans at home, so... You know, something that I'm looking forward to and I'm excited. And, you know, I want to win the fan base over, obviously.
Hat trick for Chris Kreider. Not enough, though. He scores all three goals in the Rangers' 4-3 loss to the Flyers. The Islanders back on home ice tonight. They'll host the Boston Bruins and both basketball locals in action. The red-hot Brooklyn Nets will host the Orlando Magic. And the Knickerbockers at Madison Square Garden will host the Sacramento Kings. Sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
And at 6:17, it's time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Susie Cerrone. What's happening, Susie?
Well, guys, better news in Queens. An accident on the ramp from the Van Wyck to the westbound Grand Central is gone alternate side in effect. 5 minutes at the Hudson River crossings. No issues on the Parkway or 78. Big issue still in Yonkers, a fatal overnight accident. Now you've got to get off the Sawmill South and at Rumsey Road. I would just get on south on McLean Avenue if you have to be on the Sawmill southbound. And on the LIE westbound near Round Swamp Road, the left lane and HOV lane are out. Boxes all over those lanes. We're sponsored by Merrill with Merrill Guided Investing. You have the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Get started at MerrillEdge.com/investing goals. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor member, SIPC. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Susie Cerrone on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, thanks, Susie. Let's head over to Frank's business desk for the job numbers update. Are they out yet?
Oh, almost. A lot of action here at Frank's business desk because there is a trifecta of economic reports leading off this morning. January durable goods orders, fourth quarter GDP, and yes, as you heard Jay Hutt allude to, weekly jobless numbers all due out today at 8:30 this morning. Economists forecast a gain in durable goods orders and some slowing in GDP growth and some new claims for unemployment benefits. Pending home sales for January will be out at 10 o'clock this morning, and housing industry analysts predict a 0.4% decline from December, but an 18% increase over January of last year, Juliet.
All right, big Thursday on Bernie and Sid, but first let's check with Deb at the news desk for her News Minute.
All right, Juliet, we're still at 43. Fair skies. I'm Deborah Valentine. Well, New York City's public middle schools are reopening today. Of course, shuttered due to the viral pandemic. They are reopening to in-person learning. New York City Mayor de Blasio.
It is so good for them, for their health and well-being, for families.
And the city also has an eye on high schools reopening in the near future. All New York City public schools will be back to in-person learning by September of 2021. Well, three minor injuries. One, a driver apparently suffered some kind of a medical episode, crashing his pickup truck right through the wall of a house in Riverhead, West Main Street yesterday. And New York City's iconic Century 21 department stores will reopen following their closure due to the viral pandemic, President Mark Benitez said yesterday.
The outpouring of love and support from our beloved consumers has been nothing short of overwhelming.
Now, no data has yet been announced, but Benitez said yesterday further details are forthcoming. Juliet has your full Ramsey Mazda Weather Center forecast.
Thank you very much. It is going to be a nice day. It's going to be a bit windy, though. We're going to head up to a high of 46, but we will see lots of sun. Not as nice as yesterday, but still nice sunny day. And that's what we want to see. Tomorrow, Friday, 45 degrees for a high, sunshine, some clouds. Friday night, we start to see some rain, partly cloudy skies early, followed by some light rain later. And that heads into Saturday and Sunday and Monday, although don't worry about any sort of snow issues because we're going to see temperatures in the high 40s to low 50s. By Tuesday, Sid, who is shaking his head disgusted with the Mother Nature, Tuesday we should see sunny skies, high of 41 degrees. He's over it.
Just so over it. God. Seriously.
I know.
It's enough.
I know.
Got this 2,000 people showing up on Saturday night. Going to stand out in the rain? Come on.
Well, you guys are tough.
We are tough, yes.
That's what they
well,
make.
So can I ask you about that, Sid?
No, I'd rather you didn't.
No, I understand that. Yeah. So yesterday, 24 hours ago, when we spoke to you at exactly this time, didn't you say in words or substance, essentially, that you weren't offended by what Saturday Night Live did, but Dove Hyken was? And yet now, not only are you offended, but you're so offending, you're co-leading a rally.
No, here is the story. I was made aware of other things that Che and they said on that show, which includes a GoDaddy Miss Hitler competition won by a lady from Israel. So it was not the first time. What I thought Michael Che said last Saturday wasn't all that horrible, but it doesn't matter. Fact is, Frank, if Dove Hyken and my Jewish brethren are very, very upset, that's where my loyalties are. So I will go fight with them and for them, even if I wasn't overly offended. I will be there for my folks, and I'll be there on Saturday night. But they have done two or three things along the way that have been really gross to the Jewish people.
Good for you, Sid. Good for you. That's that's passion and commitment and loyalty, and
thank
that is really
Juliet.
Important
thank
in
you.
These years. Frank.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not dismissing it. I'm asking for explanation.
First it's Curtis. Now it's Sid.
No, please don't start
Frank?
Trouble. People are going to get the wrong impression. I'm very supportive of Sid and Curtis and everybody.
Wait, what did you just say What did you say in my ear, Christian?
Oh, I was just saying Frank doesn't even show up to do the show today.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Or yesterday.
Trust me, I wish I was there. Instead, I'm surrounded by. I have a litter box next door to me, and cats are going out of their way to defecate.
Oh my God!
Right near me.
You say you're loyal to Curtis, but I did receive an email from you a few hours ago, and I felt like you were so gleeful in sending it, which said that Bronx and Queens both endorsing Fernando Mateo. You didn't send me that with a thumbs down. It was emojis.
Well, it was informational because in spite of the fact that you're very good friends with the leadership of the Queens County Republican Party, and we asked you to put in a good word for Curtis Sliwa, instead they went the opposite direction and endorsed Fernando Mateo. And I am hopeful that that tonight when Brooklyn and Manhattan vote that they'll endorse Curtis and of course the daughter of our owner John Catsimatidis, Andrea, she's the chairperson of the Manhattan Republicans. I'd be very surprised and disappointed if they didn't endorse Curtis.
Well,
tonight.
That's going to be awkward.
That would be great if they didn't. Wouldn't it be great?
God, hilarious.
No, don't give them any ideas.
Listen, Andrea is a very tough girl. I mean, she's not going to be swayed because she's worried about her dad being upset. Or I mean, she has her own mind. So I'm curious.
That'll be fun to
see.
This
happens tonight.
Yeah.
Is going to vote tonight. Yeah. Petitions start on Tuesday. So
you may have known, Frank, that it was not going to go well for Curtis and Queens when our mutual friend Eric Ulrich stopped by our program 2 days ago and said, it's enough with the Little Red Riding Hood getup.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But at the end of the day, you know, a lot of times people can put their personal feelings about folks aside for the greater good.
Nope.
But what's coming up?
No way.
Right, Juliet. I mean, what is he talking? Never.
That's like, yeah.
Well, no. But understand, like, so for instance, Eric's city council seat is up this year. As you guys pointed out, it's an open seat. Joanne Areola, the chairperson, she's running for that seat. If you're her, wouldn't you rather have Curtis Sliwa in that district, which is a very, pro-Curtis district, rather than Fernando Mateo on the top of the ticket just for the coattail effect? I would think out of Joanne's self-interest, she would have pushed for Curtis, but evidently she saw it differently.
Yeah, it's not going to matter. She's going to win anyway. We have three great guests stopping by today, talking about Staten Island and Brooklyn. Nicole Malliotakis is going to stop by. Talk about Andrew Cuomo. That is now the food of the day is to beat up on Andrew Cuomo. Then we'll talk to Jesse Garcia, who is the Republican head in Suffolk County. Then we'll talk to Bill O'Reilly, and who knows what else is going to happen. You know, we'll have some, maybe Dolph Hyken. It'll be a very spirited Thursday morning Bernie and Sid show.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting. And again, if people want to participate in that rally, Sid, where can they go to learn more about it?
That's a good question. Let's start with page 3 in today's New York Post, which details will be out there at 9 o'clock on Saturday night out in front of the studios on West 49th Street. You could also check my Twitter at Sid Rosenberg and Dove Hyken's Twitter at Dove Hyken. We're going to send out a flyer today. We'll be all over the local news the next 2 days. But for now, I would check page 3. The column is right next to a big picture of Bruce Springsteen.
Well, best of luck. We'll be listening.
Bruce Springsteen, Sid Rosenberg. Please.
All right. Stay tuned for the Bernie and Sid show.
You can't get any more hot on that page.
Well, 6:30 to 10 o'clock. My Congresswoman, Nicole Malliotakis, will be on, as well as a star-studded lineup of guests, including Dove Hyken. Meantime, this has been a lot of fun, hasn't it, Juliet?
It always is. Fronk.
Well, we will be back tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock.
Hopefully,
everybody will have a great day. Hopefully I'll come back with a negative COVID test.
How do we know that this is actually true, that your uncle actually did test positive? I mean, can we call him or something? Because what if he just wanted to sleep in?
He would love it, believe me. 627, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Susie Cerrone. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.